We both knew we shouldn't be doing this, yet we found ourselves here, talking a lot, more and more, sneaking in conversations, sending naughty photos. Days went by, and you brought a smile to my face. A dirty line here, the suggestion of sex hidden in what you didn't say. It was only a matter of time before we knew we'd meet. Two strangers from the internet. I knew about her, and you knew about him. It honestly felt like a weight had been lifted, being able to talk to you about it. Putting it out there, open, not hiding. So when you confessed that you were also married, I felt relief. Being on opposite sides of the country was both to our detriment and helped us stay away from one another, but only for so long. We knew it would come to this. There was a magnetic pull, there was a spark. We spoke about meeting halfway, but realized there were no cities we wanted to visit in the middle of the country, so we met in Seattle. A longer flight for you, but this was a place where no one knew us. We could be no one. We could blend in. I counted down the days until I'd be able to walk freely with you, appearing as though we had always done so. I dreamt of you holding my hand, feeling the sensation of your fingertips tracing the lines in my palm, aching for your mouth. I wasn't used to a man touching me like that. It had been years. Those days were excruciating in length, and yet the excitement built and built. My body was missing your cock. A cock it had longed to know. I felt empty without you, even never having felt you, and I needed you. I knew you needed me too. You stepped off the plane and you sent me a text. My flight had landed first. It was rainy and I was a little down. We had to exit on the tarmac. I knew what you looked like, but I wasn't quite prepared for you. For the sight of you. For the whole of you. Anticipation built as I waited and waited. I watched strangers greeting loved ones. People hugging in the arrival area. My eyes were peeled for you. Wearing a red shirt, you had told me. I already knew what you looked like, though. I had stared at your photos so many times. I cannot recall how many countless times I had fucked myself with the image of your face looking back at mine. Smiling sweetly at me. Being stern with me. Pinning me down, making me yours. My breath hitched at you as you arrived at the top of the escalator. It was you, and you were perfect. Without skipping a beat, you walked straight up to me, released your hand from your suitcase, and pressed your body against mine. And I liquefied into you. I was submerged in you. Your ocean, your depth. Here we were swimming in front of all of these strangers. Our lips danced, and to onlookers it would appear as though you'd simply been away for a while. Maybe on a business trip. Maybe you'd been overseas. No one would have known that this was the first time that we'd felt the warmth of one another. The first time that I'd felt the firm grip of your fingers digging into my back. The first time I felt your body giving me the message that you couldn't wait to rip my clothes off. You helped me with my suitcase. We got into the taxi, and moments later, we were at the hotel. We knew we had all weekend, and even with this primal urge making ourselves wait that much longer, it would only make this better. We ate at a small cafe. We drank wine. And the way you looked at me across the table as you held my hand and spoke warmly about your week made me feel so at ease. It was even easier to talk to you in person. We walked around the theater district and found ourselves buying tickets for a new show. More slow torture. More build-up. I knew I would be sitting next to you for almost 2 hours, resting my head on your shoulder, smelling you, thirsting for your touch. As the lights dimmed, you moved your hand to my knee, brushed your thumb back and forth against my skin. I think only 10 minutes had passed when you slowly started grazing your fingertips higher up my leg. I closed my eyes. Little moans started to escape my lips. And I uncrossed my legs. You knew exactly what I wanted. Your fingertips moved further and further up my leg, and I pulled my skirt up a little bit. I took in the sensation of it all, your touch, the smell of stale popcorn, the other moviegoers rattling their boxes of overpriced candy, the slurps of soda from the straw from the man behind us. And still your fingers trailed up, dancing on me. I parted my legs and I waited. I had needed you so badly. I felt you tease the outside of my panties and then go down the inside of my thighs. And suddenly you stopped, brought your fingers to your nose and inhaled. You took one finger into your mouth and pulled it out, wetting it, looking at me, my eyes wide. Slowly teasing me again, you trailed your fingers up and up my leg, dipping down between the promise of my soft thighs, gripping with your little fingertips, massaging with your one hand. You stay so composed. No one around us had any idea what was taking place. Then when the music in the movie started to build, you moved my panties aside masterfully with your fingers, and you plunged into me, back and forth. You were toying with me, and I knew I could not let myself come. I repeated this in my head over and over. Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. It was almost too much. Your fingers felt too good, even though I knew that your cock would feel so much better. I wanted you to devour me. I wanted our skin to smell like one another, and if the theater had been less crowded, I would have been bent over your lap, taking your throbbing length into my mouth. As you plunged deeper and faster, I moved my hand to the outside of your pants and felt what I had wanted so badly. Thick, beautiful, warm, pulsating. You wanted me to. Just when I was at the brink with no way back, you stopped what you were doing, removed your fingers, and composed yourself. Taking that same hand, you straightened out my skirt and returned your hand to my knee, squeezing gently. Then you leaned over and brushed your lips against my cheek and whispered,